walks in slowly, sets down coffee, stands at the window for a long moment before turning. Last chapter. 16. For squared. 2 to the 4th. The number of pawns on a chessboard. The number of ounces in a pound. You know what L16 is? It's the age where, in most cultures, we start treating people like adults. Like they can handle the full truth about things. So let's handle the full truth. Turns to face the class. We've been climbing. All semester, really, across both semesters if you took book one, we've been climbing a single thread. From laws to structure. From structure to organization. From organization to memory. From memory to replication. From replication to hierarchy. From hierarchy to prediction. From prediction to intelligence. At every step, the same pattern. Something couldn't survive. Something else could. The thing that survived became the foundation for the next level. Today the thread ends. Sits on the edge of the desk. Not because there's nothing more to say. There's always more to say. Academics can talk forever. Trust me. It ends because saying more would undo what has been said. Let me explain what I mean. Pauses, choosing words carefully. Every major transition in this book followed the same logic. A new pressure appeared. Something that couldn't be handled by existing structures. Existing structures failed under that pressure. They collapsed. They disappeared. A new constraint stabilized what remained. Something emerged that could handle the pressure. That constraint was internalized. What started as external scaffolding became internal structure. The scaffold disappeared. What remained looked self-sufficient. That's the pattern. Over and over. From physics to chemistry to life to mind. Stands up. But here's the thing. This pattern cannot repeat indefinitely. Each step up the ladder increased cost. More energy required. More structure required. More maintenance required. Each step increased fragility. More ways to fail. More dependencies. More things that could go wrong. Each step increased internal coupling. More parts that had to work together. More coordination required. Survival has become expensive. Paces slowly. Think about the progression. A rock doesn't need much to persist. Just be chemically stable. Don't react with your environment too aggressively. Low cost. A cell needs metabolism. Needs repair. Needs boundaries. Needs replication machinery. More cost. A multicellular organism needs all of that plus coordination between trillions of cells. Hierarchy. Signaling. Immune systems. Much more cost. An intelligent organism needs all of that plus the machinery of prediction. Models. Meta-models. Model revision. Energy-hungry brains. Enormous cost. Stops. Each level is more expensive than the last. More precarious. More dependent on everything working together. We're not climbing a ladder to heaven. We're climbing a ladder that gets more fragile with every rung. Walks to the board. Now, here's what makes intelligence different from everything that came before. Earlier scaffold stabilized specific things. Physical scaffold stabilized motion. Chemical scaffold stabilized reactions. Organizational scaffold stabilized structure. Memory stabilized behavior. Replication stabilized patterns across time. Intelligence stabilizes the process of stabilization itself. It's error correction applied to models. To expectations. To the very constraints that hold everything else together. Turns to face the class. You see the problem? There's no higher lever to pull. Intelligence is already operating on the meta level. It's already correcting the correctors. It's already modeling the models. What would be above that? Meta-intelligence? Intelligence that redesigns intelligence? Models of models of models? Sits back down. These things exist. Briefly, you can have recursive self-reflection. You can have thoughts about thoughts about thoughts. Philosophers do it all the time. So do people having anxiety spirals at 3 a.m. But each additional layer of meta increases delay. You're thinking about thinking about thinking, and meanwhile the world is happening. Multiplies failure modes. Each meta level can go wrong in its own way. You can have wrong models of your wrong models. Amplifies self-reference instability. The system starts chasing its own tail. Loops that don't terminate. Regresses that don't bottom out. Leans forward. Meta levels collapse faster than they help. You can't keep going up forever. At some point, you have to commit. You have to act. You have to stop reflecting and actually do something. The infinite reflexivity that philosophers sometimes dream about, the mind that perfectly understands itself understanding itself, is a fantasy. Not because it's logically impossible, but because it's structurally unsustainable. The ladder ends. Stands, walks to the window. Let me tell you about the cost ceiling. Every stabilizing move in this framework had a cost. We've talked about this at each level, but let me put them all together. Error correction cost structure. You need extra machinery. Redundancy. Repair systems. Memory costs rigidity. Once you remember, you're constrained by what you remember. You can't respond freshly to everything. Replication costs variation. Some copies are worse than the original. You pay for persistence with imperfection. Hierarchy costs delay. Information has to travel up and down. Decisions take time. Prediction costs wrong action. Every prediction that fails is resources spent on the wrong preparation. Intelligence costs energy and fragility. Brains are expensive. And they can go wrong in spectacular ways. Turns back. At some point, the cost of further stabilization exceeds the cost of collapse. There's a ceiling. A place where adding more protection, more meta levels, more error correction, more intelligence costs more than it saves. That point isn't universal. It depends on the environment, the resources available, the specific challenges. Different systems hit it at different places. But it exists. For every system. No exceptions. No system escapes the cost ceiling. Returns to the desk. So, where does explanation stop? I want to be clear about what this framework never tried to do. It never tried to explain why there's a universe at all. Why is there something rather than nothing? I don't know. The framework doesn't address it. It never tried to explain why laws exist. Why consistency rather than chaos? Why these laws rather than others? Those questions are outside the scope. It never tried to explain why survivability matters. Why persistence rather than dissolution? That's just the starting point, not something we derive. Speak slowly, deliberately. What this framework explains is narrower. And I think more honest. It explains why certain structures persist once others fail. Given that there's a universe. Given that consistency is enforced. Given that some things last and some things don't. Why these particular structures? Why these particular patterns? Why does life look the way it looks? Why does intelligence look the way it looks? Because alternatives failed. That's the answer. At every level. All the way up. Pauses. Beyond intelligence, there is no new structural survivor to invoke. There's no transition beyond intelligence the way there was a transition from chemistry to life, or from reaction to prediction. What comes after intelligence is just more intelligence. Variation within the same regime. Different ways of being intelligent. Different balances of the same trade-offs. but not a new level. Not a new phase transition. Not a new kind of stability. The ladder stops here. Sits down, quieter now. So what remains after explanation ends? Practice. Intelligent systems don't reach certainty. They manage uncertainty. They act with incomplete models. Because complete models are impossible. They revise under constraint. Because revision is all they can do. They accept irreducible error. Because error is guaranteed. They operate near collapse. Because that's where intelligence lives, on the edge, always at risk, always correcting. Looks at the class. There's no final equilibrium. I know that's not satisfying. We want there to be an end state. A place where everything works out. A stable attractor where intelligent systems can rest. There isn't one. There's only ongoing containment. Continuous management of continuous instability. The endless work of not collapsing. That's not a failure of the framework. That's the truth about existence at this level of organization. Stands, walk slowly. Let me show you something beautiful before we end. At the beginning of Book 1, we established that laws survive because contradiction cannot persist. Consistency enforcement. Elimination of what's incoherent. At the end of Book 2, right now, we've established that intelligence survives because rigidity cannot persist. Flexibility enforcement. Elimination of what can't adapt. Stops. Both are limits. Consistency is a limit from below. You can't persist if you contradict yourself. Flexibility is a limit from above. You can't persist if you can't revise yourself. Two boundaries. And everything that exists, everything we've discussed across 16 chapters and 2 books, lives between them. Returns to the podium. Neither of these is a purpose. Consistency isn't trying to achieve anything. Flexibility isn't aiming anywhere. They're just constraints. Limits. Boundaries that eliminate what falls outside them. There's no purpose in the physics. No goal in the chemistry. No aim in the biology. No meaning built into the intelligence. There's only filtering. All the way up. All the way down. Quiet now. The very last elimination. There's one thing this entire framework eliminates. One idea that doesn't survive once you understand the structure. The idea that explanation must go on forever. We have a habit, maybe it's a deep human need, to think that every explanation requires a deeper explanation. Turtles all the way down. Infinite regress. No final answers. But this framework suggests something different. At every level, survival is what closes the question. Why does this structure exist? Because alternatives didn't survive. Why did alternatives not survive? Because they couldn't maintain consistency, or coherence, or adaptability. Why does survival matter? That's where we stop. Not because we're hiding something. Not because we gave up. But because that question dissolves when you try to ask it. Survival matters to things that survive. Things that don't survive aren't around to ask questions. The question, why does survival matter, can only be asked by survivors. It answers itself by being asked. Gathers notes for the last time. When nothing survives beyond a point, explanation ends honestly. That's not defeat. That's clarity. Looks at the class one final time. The final sentence of the book. I want you to hear it. The universe does not build upward toward meaning, it sheds what cannot last. What remains looks like order only because everything else disappeared. Let the silence hold. That's not nihilism. I need you to understand that. Nihilism says nothing matters. This framework says everything that's here matters because it's here. It earned its existence by not collapsing. It has weight. It has reality. It made it through the filter. The order is real. The structure is real. the intelligence is real. It's just not for anything. It's not aimed anywhere. It's not the universe trying to achieve something. It's what remains. And what remains is us. And everything around us. And everything we've ever loved or known or been. We're the residue of elimination. The survivors of an incomprehensibly harsh filter. The patterns that didn't fall apart. That's not nothing. That's everything that's possible. Heads for the door, then stops. You know, I've taught this material for a long time. And every year, when I get to this point, someone asks me, if there's no purpose, why bother? And every year, I give the same answer. Because you're still here. Because the question can still be asked. Because the conversation continues. Purpose isn't something the universe provides. Purpose is something that survivors create. You want meaning? Make it. That's what intelligence does. That's why it exists. Not because meaning was there all along, waiting to be discovered. But because meaning is what happens when model-bearing systems tell themselves stories about what matters. We're the universe's way of not being meaningless. Not because meaninglessness was waiting to be solved. But because we are here, and we can't help it. Opens the door. Class dismissed. Forever, I guess. Unless you stick around for the addendum. Turns back with a slight smile. And I hear there's a super cool addendum. See you there.